Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
This is an exciting time for our industry. We are experiencing growth.
Over 2,000 banana and planting farmers are set to benefit from provisions made under a $718 million European Union program. Stay with us as we share more about this initiative. And later, our proverb of the day. I am Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Over the next 4 years, 2,000 farmers will benefit from the Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures JBAM Assistance Program geared at increasing production and productivity in the banana industry. The program was launched recently in St. Mary. It will provide assistance in the form of grants enabling the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries and the All Island Banana Growers Association to undertake key activities aimed at enhancing crop production and strengthening local markets.
Because banana plantings is our business, I know that we are all committed to grow the industry.
Head of the EU delegation in Jamaica, Ambassador Paola Amadei. The Banana Board will be responsible for administering technical services under the project. This will include crop testing and sampling, and enhancing development of the fruit's quality, quantity, and resilience to disease through scientific inputs. Speaking at the launch recently, Minister Without Portfolio in the Transport, Works and Housing Ministry, Dr. Maurice Guy, said that the program will aid banana and planting farmers to better cope with adversities.
We will be better able to recover production in the affected areas after a storm, strengthen the resilience of you, the farmers, against future shocks, and provide you with livelihood coping strategies and a more sustainable production method.
Dr. Guy, who was speaking on behalf of Agriculture Minister Roger Clark, also expressed thanks to the EU for their long-standing continued support of Jamaica's banana industry. He also urged farmers to work with the relevant organizations as they seek to promote and build the local banana industry.
The government is committed to ensuring that advancements are made as we continue to pursue the development of a modern, efficient, and internationally competitive sector that contributes to the development and well-being of our people.
Dr. Guy was representing the Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Roger Clark, at the official launch of the JBAM program in St. Mary recently. And our proverb for today is, "Bud can't fly pon one wing." Translation, "Birds cannot fly on a single wing." This means people need to help each other. It is difficult to succeed all on your own.
Understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other JIS-produced programs, visit our website at jis.gov.jm. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels and Producer Evadne Brown, I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.